True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jake Ballbrock, Tommy Caster, glad to be with you. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You'll see NFL games this weekend on 12 News. Thanks for watching us right now on 12 News Plus, 12 News Connected. We appreciate that. On Facebook, on YouTube, on X, you can leave us all your commentary there. We appreciate all the different ways you listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app while you're driving. Or doing whatever else it is in your very busy life. We appreciate you every way that you take in the show. So we'll start there with the NFL, Tommy. This Xavier Worthy news is fascinating to me. This isn't one of those situations where, you know, maybe a team, I don't know, faked it a little bit. It wasn't as serious as maybe it appeared. We all saw Xavier Worthy run into a Mack truck and go flying in the game against the Chargers and have to leave the game and very clearly have a serious shoulder injury. We all saw it, right? I don't think any of us that saw it thought there was a chance he'd be back to play the next week. And that's, I think that's the situation that is presenting itself. He's back at practice yesterday. He is participating in practice yesterday. So now today we look at that, and if he's a, you know, if he's a full participant historically in the NFL, that means that you'll play. If you're a partial participant, doesn't always mean that. And of course, these aren't black and white rules, but they're very interesting to pay attention to. He was listed yesterday as a limited participation, so not full, but limited. So today we'll watch it, and we'll see what the final designation is before the game on Sunday, and I think it's important. If he is limited, we're going to stay and say, we don't know. But if he's a full participant, that generally means in the NFL that you're going to play.
Yeah, but I think the question becomes, if he, let's say, and there's a lot of ifs here, if he is a full participant today, if he does play on Sunday, I mean, that's one thing. The next thing is, how effective will he be or can he be? That's the, I think that's the next big thing. You know, because I wonder with that kind of injury, regardless if you're able to come back, you know, this week or not, you're dealing with a shoulder and you're dealing with a position that, you know, you've got to have a lot of arm extension and you've got to, you know, make sure that you are absorbing hits from defenders and all of that. I mean, what's the likelihood that even if he is, able to play, that he's able to have a full go at it? Is he able to, you know, be out on the field for the time that he would want to be? Is he able to be effective? Or, like I mentioned in our last break, if he does play, would the Chiefs put him out on the field to try to get some attention on him? And maybe we see some of these other guys, you know, have a little bit more of an output on Sunday. I mean, I think that's on the table.
What I don't think is if he plays, they're going to pepper him with the 9 or 10 targets that they normally would. I think that is almost an impossible outcome. If he's going to be limited with the shoulder, here's the other question for me. How much better can his shoulder get than it is right now? Can it heal more? Or is this version, this limited version, the version that the Chiefs are going to have this year? I don't know the answer to that question either. And I haven't, you know, dug into all the, you know, the Twitter doctors or the sports trainers that kind of chime in on this kind of stuff. So I'll be fascinated to see it. And I'll be fascinated the next time we have a chance to hear from Andy Reid. Although that doesn't always give us much. I think in this scenario, we can learn a little bit there, right? Like, what do we think that he can do more? Is this what we're going to get? So I think two different things we're looking at here. Like, how does it help him against the Eagles potentially? And then how does that look different than it might look in 10 weeks from now? Is there a chance that over time, Worthy is back to the player that we thought we would have 3 weeks ago? Or is this version of Worthy that's out there right now, limited with a brace, going to be the only Worthy the Chiefs have an opportunity to have until he can have corrective surgery?
Yeah, I think it's the former. I don't think it's the latter. If it was the latter, then I think that the Chiefs and Xavier Worthy, for that matter, probably would have elected for surgery. You know, they're not going to have him. If it's a long-term lingering injury, I think they would rather shut him down, have him get it fixed, and then come back in 10, 12 weeks, whatever that looks like. But knowing that they feel like it's a short-term injury, they feel like it doesn't require surgery, and they feel like they're not going to put him on IR, they're not going to do that if he's going to be less than in the second half of the season, or less than when we get down into the playoff stretch. Like, that's not what, I don't think that's what they're going to do. If that was on the table, you know, if doctors and trainers were saying, look, like, Worthy's going to be able to play, but he's not going to be super effective, and you're just going to have to deal with it for the rest of the season, or you can shut him down, get him healed up, and he'll be ready to go, I think that's a little bit different.
I think it is too, except they already are so thin at the position. And so, yeah, I think, I don't know why. It also depends too, I think, on how long is that surgery and recovery. If you stretch it out now, and the surgery and recovery could still happen in the offseason and him be ready either way for the start of next season, then I think that also factors in. You know, like, if you can tough it out for a few months and it will have no different impact on you next season than if you shut it down now, then I do think that also is a factor there. But that's all looking a little too far ahead, probably, in the short term. And again, we're not going to get an answer to this. So the best bet will be we see it. If he plays, what version of him is there, right? And if it does heal over time, I don't know how it heals over time. I don't know how a separated shoulder. What was the official? I mean, if we just get shoulder, but
yeah,
if
shoulder. I don't know. I think separated was what I heard, but I mean, again, I don't know that to be totally true.
It doesn't seem like one that heals without corrective surgery. I don't think. So either way, now how does it affect the Chiefs over this stretch of games until they get Rashee Rice back is the other probably most important part of this. Whether he can come back this week or not, we'll find out. But in general, I think it tells us that sometime before Rashee Rice returns, Xavier Worthy is going to play football for the Chiefs. So how much does that help them? How much does 60% of Xavier Worthy help them? I think it helps him a lot, actually, personally. I think it's a pretty big deal. I don't think he's just going to stand out there and not do things and run routes and be a factor in the offense. And if he's out there, if nothing else, Tommy, if they do feel like they need to pepper Hollywood Brown with the targets, Worthy makes that easier because you have to account for him. You have to account for him more than you would have to account for Tyquan Thornton or whoever it is, the receiver that would step up, right, with Juju and be that other starter. Like whoever that third receiver was going to be, I would think whatever version of Worthy we would get would impact the defense more than whoever that is, right? And if it's not, then he doesn't need to be out there. So then I do think that helps the offense. And I think in whatever game that they play in this stretch, like, yeah, it makes the offense a little bit better. So how do we now try to reevaluate this 6 weeks? Because if Worthy didn't get hurt in that game against the Chargers, Tommy, we're not making any excuses at that point. The Chiefs need to beat the Eagles at home. You know, like right now, I feel like the Worthy injury gives them a little bit of an excuse. And I don't mean that like negatively. I mean that very legitimately. Like that injury to me is an excuse why they may struggle through this first 6 weeks when you combine it with Rashi Rice. If that wasn't there, I don't think only missing Rashi Rice is enough of an excuse to change expectations at all for the Chiefs. So I don't know now what to do in an hour when we make picks with this game. I don't know how it's going to impact me yet. I haven't decided because I didn't have this information until very recently because it was going to be Eagles for me. And now I'm like, well, is he going to be able to get out there and be enough to take me off of that? The line has not moved since that news has been released. So Vegas sees it as a zero factor. I don't know that I agree with that.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, I do believe that the Worthy injury, you know, clearly is impactful for the Chiefs one way or the other. If he's on the field, it makes the Chiefs better. If he's not on the field, it makes the Chiefs worse. Like, I totally recognize that. But at the same time, I mentioned this yesterday with TJ on the show, and maybe I talked to you about this as well. I feel like, and you mentioned like the quote unquote excuse for the Chiefs to struggle through the first 6 weeks. Man, I think that buries the lead. I it's impactful. But if you watch that week one game against the Chargers, there were other reasons why the Chiefs lost that game than just Xavier Worthy going down. Now, that was a big part of it because you could clearly tell they were game planning offensively around having Xavier Worthy be their wide receiver one, and then he exits early in the game. And then they had a hard time adjusting from that. But there were other reasons, like the fact that they could not contain Justin Herbert on the ground, the fact that he carved them up through the air. The fact that they couldn't get anything going in the run game. Like, there were other issues for Kansas City than, and I will admit that the Worthy injury compounded those issues. But you look at this game on Sunday, and, you know, Jalen Hurts is, at least with his legs, a more effective version of Justin Herbert on the ground, right? And, like, that's where the Chiefs struggled defensively last week in Brazil. And so, like, I think that it can be very easy to pour all of the thought into Worthy, Worthy, Worthy. What are they going to do at wide receiver? And it ignores the fact, it puts blinders on the fact that there are other things that are going on right now that could very easily have the Chiefs struggle through the first 6 weeks, even with Xavier Worthy on the field.
Absolutely. There's no question. An excuse is probably not the right word because there's never an excuse for a team like the Chiefs to lose. That's not, they don't get that luxury. I just mean like a realistic expectation. Should his injury change our realistic expectations? Maybe that's, and I think the answer to that is for sure it does. Is it a bigger deal than the struggles we saw in the secondary in week one? Is it a bigger deal than the fact that Justin Herbert had a chance to sit back and take a nap in the pocket in the first week? No, not necessarily, but it's a they're all factors together. And so we'll see. What I don't think is going to happen is Jalen Hurts sit back in the pocket and chill and carve them up like Justin Herbert did. I think Justin Herbert is a better passer than Jalen Hurts. But I think he's also going to do things that hurt that defense in other ways. We know he can run the ball. We saw Justin Herbert do that pretty successfully.
He did.
In the game. So, you know, that they'll be probably a little more vulnerable to the run from the quarterback and a little less vulnerable to the pass from the quarterback that they're opposing this week. What can Worthy do to offset it and help them keep up if the game does get a little track meaty? He gives them another option in the pass game to pick up first downs and play ball control offense. To me, that's what he does more than anything else, whether he's limited or not. The path to me for the Chiefs to win this game is to control the clock and control the ball, whether that's through the run, which I do hope that they try to do a little bit more of, or whether it's just through some type of ball control offense. I do think Worthy adds that back to the team. That's kind of the role he played toward the end of last year. He became the usually the first read, whatever you want to call it. He became what Rashee Rice was the year before, this option in the short game, right? In the short passing game that helps them move the ball and pick up first downs. They've got to do that in this game if they're going to win. So him being back on the field, like, that's not Hollywood Brown's game necessarily, and he was going to have to try to do it. Juju's too old, I think. I want to say that definitively because he's proven us wrong before.
Well, he's going to be, I mean, Juju's been a possession guy for them the last couple of years.
Juju was there last year, and they really found their stride with Worthy, not Juju, right, in that role. So if he can come in and help them do that and help them control the ball, and he doesn't need to come in and make explosive plays, I don't think that's going to happen. But if he can come in and help them try to keep the Eagles' offense off the field by long, sustained drives, man, I think that's what he does. And so that's where I'm having a hard time. Like, man, now do I, at the Chiefs, it's a home dog. If he's back, like, I wish we could make this pick tomorrow and not today so that we could see what happens at practice today and what he's able to do. Because I'm not totally convinced he's going to play on Sunday just because he's back at practice on Thursday for the first time. I don't know that we can draw that direct correlation.
Yeah, I think I what I don't want to do, and I'll go back to what I said before, I don't want to overblow his return to practice. It's impactful. I'm not trying to say it's not, but I'm not going to let that sway me one way or the other, because even if he is back out on the field and he plays, I have doubts about how effective he can actually be, you know, a week removed from having a separated shoulder. Right. So I don't want to overblow that. And I also don't want to let it get in the way of the actual other things that are going to be massive keys to the game. Like, I feel like, and I mentioned this yesterday on the show, I feel like the Eagles have three different ways that they can win this game, like three different paths to victory. I feel like the Chiefs have one particular way that if they're going to win this game, they have to have the game go in their direction. They have to, you know, they have to keep Philly off the field. They have to make sure that they are, you know, getting the ball back as quickly as they can. They've got to play ball control a little bit. You mentioned track meet. If the game gets into a track meet or the Chiefs fall behind early, even with Worthy out on the field, if he can go, I'm not so sure that they're going to be able to keep up.
I don't think it's going to sway me off the Eagles, but it was a 1.5-point line anyway. Vegas thinks this is a close game, right? Vegas sees this as a really tight game. So in a really tight game, can he have the impact? That's where I'm like, well, yeah, he can. For sure he can if he plays. That's what's getting me a little bit. Like, is he worth 1.5 by all the numbers nerds that no, he's not. Very few players outside of a quarterback are, like, honestly, like, they're not, they don't move the lines that much. So then you got to take it another layer deeper. Like, if he was fully healthy, Tommy, the Chiefs would still be 1.5-point favorites at home probably. So what then can we dig out of that? And I do think it's that, like, if you really go inside, I think the only path to a Chiefs win is for them to control the ball. And he does help them do that. They'll be better at doing that if he's on the field. But I don't even know now if he's going to be on the field just because he's a limited participant in practice on a Thursday. Big picture, Chiefs fans, he's back on the field practicing. I do think even if it doesn't have an impact on what we think of Sunday, it absolutely has an impact of what we think of the first 6 weeks of this season until Rice comes back. Don't you think? Like, now we can look at that stretch a little bit differently than we would have otherwise. Like, if he's back on the field, you should be thinking win over Lions in, what is that, week 6?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be concerned about a trip to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. You know, like, I do think it alters that overall.
Yeah, I think it's
I just don't think it does Sunday.
For sure. It's in
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Impactful down the road. It's impactful in upcoming weeks. I'm not ready yet to say that it's going to be impactful one way or the other on Sunday's game.
We don't even know if he's going to play on Sunday. We just know he's back at practice partially. All right, the other big news of the day, Dylan Edwards has been cleared to play. Does that mean he's going to play? Like, this is all a fun game here on a Friday of Sports Daily. We're getting ready to pick these games. We'll have that next. Don't go away.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.